We are back. On the line with us, John Simonson, the president of Webstream Dynamics and Five Star Store Reviews, a regular on our program. John, how are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Now, I wanted to ask you about one of the seminars that you're doing at TICE, or Surfaces, I guess a lot of people call it. This one is entitled, Leveraging Google My Business for More Flooring Needs. Talk about the importance of Google My Business in the first place, and do you think most retailers are aware of it?
It's the most forgotten free tool out there for capturing leads. Google My Business gives every legit business owner, all the flooring retailers, a free Google My Business page and a control panel. For many of us today, as of the end of 2018, we're starting to call it the new homepage for small businesses. The reason being is when you search that business, that knowledge panel comes up, which I will show in the seminar what the knowledge panel is, and people can actually interact with it. They see your store hours, they see information about your store, they see in-store photos, they can see products, you can put events, they can leave you messages, they can leave you reviews, which are huge. So all that happens right on the Google My Business page. They don't even need to go to your website. And if they're on mobile, which 55% are searching local on mobile, they're using that, and chances are they'll go right to Google My Maps, which again is connected with Google My Business, and they can then see the location, the store hours, click and do GPS and drive right to your store.
You know, all of these retailers in days gone by, you would use the Yellow Pages. This is like the Yellow Pages on steroids, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's got so much more, and you can interact and everything else. It is Google My Business and Google Local, whatever you want to call it, has become the Yellow Pages of the past. Is now Google My Business, and it is tremendous. I mean, if you think about it, when it comes to Google My Business, the people that are millennials and everything else, younger people, I mean, when they want to look for a restaurant, they just go to Google My Business, and they can even make reservations. If they want to go get a salon, they can go see the salon and make a appointment right there in Google My Business. So because they're using it for so many things, looking up businesses in their area, it's a natural for flooring as well. They're going to use it for flooring. And so if you don't keep it up and you don't have a lot of photos, posting events, sales, new products, et cetera, on that site, on that free, I'll say it again, Google My Business page, you are really missing an opportunity.
And this is something that doesn't seem to occupy a whole lot of time. I mean, yes, it's a good idea to keep it up, but to get there and be there, it would seem to me, is an important aspect.
Yeah, I mean, this blows away Facebook, all those things, all the social media, in my opinion. It blows it all away, because this is somebody who's now searching locally on Google, whether it be mobile phone or desktop, for a local business. And you have the local pack that comes up, the three local pack that clicks that goes off to the information for those Google My Business pages. You got Google Maps that shows all that information. So it's critical to keep it up and to keep it fresh. And those that are doing that are reaping the rewards. And again, you can't say enough about reviews, Google reviews. I harp on that every day to customers, that you need more Google reviews. I mean, it's the point where studies have shown even the key words used by consumers when they leave a review has an impact on your rankings. Think about that. So if people are talking about, wow, I love that LVT flooring, I love that Cortex floor or Manning whatever floor, Shaw, Mohawk, whatever, I mean, that has an impact on your search rankings over time with Google.
And the bottom line here is, it gives you leads. I mean, it gives you warm leads. Bodies that you can talk to and get in your store, which is the whole idea of all of this in the first place.
Right, and it's changing all the time. I mean, I am in the process right now building my presentation for Google My Business Seminar, because over the year it changed so often that anything I did 3 months ago would have been, old news today because of the changes in Google My. They're spending a lot of time and effort, Google is, with their Google My Business team, making changes, tweaking it, upgrading it, doing different things to make it more interactive, make it almost like a portal for social media, and where people can ask questions and people can get answers, and right there in the Google My Business page and for all to see.
I've got you. The name of this is The Importance of Google My Business to Retailers. Give us the time and the date, if you would, too, John.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, the same day I'm doing the other one, but this is in the afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m., and it's leveraging Google My Business for flooring. So with the other one where I'm doing the web strategies, I'm really trying to focus more on the website, but I will tie in Google My Business because there's a link from Google My Business to the website, and they both impact each other. They both have a definite influence with Google and Google search and everything. So the two tie together, but both are very important.
I suspect that most retailers will want to sit in on both of these seminars.
Well, it just really helps because the two really do tie together. But Google My Business is, so overlooked. They got a website. They're not doing anything. They think everything's great, and they ignore Google My Business.
John, thanks for letting us know what's going on here and with these seminars, and good luck with them. I'm gonna stick my head in each one of them.
It just sounds funny. I'm going to stick my head in each one of them.
Well, I don't want to have my whole body in there,
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, you can just poke your head through the door.
I'm just going to poke my head through the door. That's it.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, John. We've been talking with John Simonson. He's the president of Webstream Dynamics and 5-Star Store Reviews, and you're listening to Floor Radio.